The Drop with Frank and Brian is officially brought to you by Switch Suspension. Switch Suspension specializes in all vehicle chassis components. Lift kits, lowering kits, air ride suspension, wheels, tires, steering, and brake upgrades. They use all the best products from the best brands. And these guys are truck guys. You roll into their parking lot at the shop, and they all drive custom vehicles. So they use their products that they sell on their own vehicles. So if you guys are looking for anything for your vehicles, whether you're just starting out or you just need some replacement parts or whatever, give them a call or visit their website, switchsuspension.com.
Hope you enjoy this episode of The Drop. If you like these podcasts and all the other content we create, head on over to our websites and purchase merch. Purchasing merch keeps us going and creating more content. Our websites are grinder-tv.com and livelifecustom.com. We really appreciate it. Now on to the episode. Brian.
There it is.
There you are.
Yeah, it
was. You hear all that crap I was talking?
Yeah. I was like... And you're like, man, this motherfucker's never ready.
No, it's okay. I'm usually the one that's an absolute mess. Dude, that's a pretty gangster-ass shirt you got on there.
You like that?
Yeah, dude. What does 113 mean?
I don't know what it means. It's just one of the shirts that I had. So my buddy used to have a apparel company.
Yeah.
Years and years and years ago called American Menace. And then before that, he had one that was, now I forgot the name, but we featured it in Grindr magazine.
Yeah.
And like the feature was like all these dudes just standing around. And then they all, if you look close, they all had guns. They're just like.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Which episode? Which issue is that in?
I don't know. I have to look. I literally just remembered that we did that. But this shirt that I've just had in my box of shirts that never fit me.
Yeah.
For years. So I have all these shirts and I was like, I would never wear that in public.
Right. But you're going to wear it on a podcast.
I'm going to wear it on the podcast.
Yeah. It's hard, dude. Yeah.
It's one of those IE shirts. You know
yeah.
What I mean? Those old school IE
yes.
shirts.
100%. 100%. Yes. You're going to walk around town and get banged on. Like, where are you from, homie?
I know. I'll be like, I don't know what
I'm you're from Buckeye.
Leave me alone.
I'm from Buckeye.
I walk around, where are you from?
Like this. Like dude, what does it say on the side? I just saw some, what's on the side. Let me see that. What's going on there?
Oh
my, dude.
You like that?
I love it. I absolutely love it. That is the coolest thing I've seen, dude.
I got
Heck
another
yeah.
one. I'll wear it on the next one.
Yeah, man. That is something. That is like peak mid-2000s.
In
909.
IE, yeah, 951.
951. Lifted black F-250s, motorcycles. Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, that's
my jam. That's my... That's my period I'm stuck in. Everybody gets stuck in a period in their life. That's just, you know, when the best time of their life. That was mine.
Yeah.
Anywho. Here we are.
I got to make sure this is all going, recording.
Are you recording? I'm recording, recording. Yeah, yep. Recording everything. Yeah. Hope everybody enjoyed the episode last week. Went back and watched it. We talked about Zero Trucks, which was awesome.
You know, that's the thing, though, right? Like, me and Lindsay were talking about this either on the way to your house or on the way home. I forgot.
Mm-hmm.
Also, do you know we covered Lindsay more, but from here and all the, I did calculated it all because
yeah.
I was trying to do some math on something.
Mm-hmm.
And we did 1800 miles.
Yeah. It's like, I mean, we learned that way back in the day, like traversing California is like, it's long.
Yeah.
And then especially you coming from Arizona, like it's extra long. It's a lot of driving.
Yeah, from here to you. And mm-hmm. then we went down. So we had to go to Rancho.
Oh, that's right. We had
so
to go around the long way.
Extra little thing.
Yeah.
And then we might as well just talk about what we did.
So yeah. We went to C10 Intervention last weekend. You, me, and Lindsay.
Yep. And it was awesome.
It was fun.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun. That show... The people that run that show are cool. Mm-hmm. Like they just make you it's just a good vibe.
Yeah.
You know, like
you know
the
what? They
thing.
Make you feel that whole thing makes you feel special. From a vendor point of view is one thing, but just from like a truck owner point of view, taking your truck there, they definitely make you feel special. Posting you up right there on the main road, having this VIP section. It's like C10 VIP. Like it's definitely an experience. Like we talked about before, like offering an experience that shows one of them.
It is. And there's the way that they go out of their way to like, because it's so if no one's ever been or anything, it's one long main street. Mm-hmm. I don't know how it's at least a mile or two?
It's long because that's going to be a thing forever. That's going to that's going to be on
fact,
one of the shirts.
That's going to be on one of the shirts. Yeah,
because so Lindsay was asking like, so how far does it go down? And I was like, well, see that flashing light down there? She's all, the second one? I was like, no, like the third one.
Yeah.
That's, I think it ends down there. I don't know. I never made it down that far.
So I didn't, I never left
the booth, so I wouldn't know.
Yeah. So, but it's a long, they closed down a big section of the main boulevard through Woodland, California. So you're, it's not like a show where it's a square where you can kind of like skip in between cars, going down a row and skipping. You have to, if you want to see the whole thing, you're walking far. So they have these golf carts that are like 6-seater golf carts, and they will drive you. So if you get to the end and you're like, dang it, I need to go back. You don't have to walk back.
Yeah.
You can just hop on a golf cart and it takes you, they just all day long, they're going back and forth, back and forth.
And that's like part of the small details that matter. Like they sat there and thought like, man, you know, we should offer this little thing to make it easier, you know? And the planning in that is just incredible. Yeah. Like I was kind of like watching their morning meeting. And like you could tell everybody was focused. Everybody like had like they knew their task. They were focused and they were going to get it done. So I was pretty impressed with all that.
Yeah. And they were there to do a thing for everybody else, not for them.
Yeah.
You know, that's like a big thing. It's like making sure everyone else is having a good time and making sure not only because everyone's there for a different reason. You have the show trucks, the people that are there spectating, and then the vendors. There's three separate purposes there. Mm-hmm. So you have to kind of approach each of those things as a different thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, so they got to make sure like the vendors, you got to make sure that they have their enough space, that everything's is set up for them and that they're in good places and good spots. And then the spectators, you have to make sure like, you know, every show is different, you know what I mean? But like I would say, give for an example, like you parking, bathrooms, food. You know, just all that stuff. And luckily, being in downtown, the food thing is not a big deal because you have restaurants.
Yeah, they're all, yeah.
They're all over there. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so it was just really good.
Yeah, and, great show. The only thing they had no control over was the heat. It was warm.
It was.
It was warm. And it was also interesting because we had, like, hyped ourselves up to be like, okay, I know it's going to be hot in Sacramento, but we're going to escape to, we're going to go to San Francisco where it's always cool except for that day. Yeah. When it was like, I mean, cool, hot for San Francisco standards, which was 75 degrees, which is cool. But again, not to that standard, because every shop that I went into, like, how are you doing in this heat? I'm like, I know. In there.
The funny part is like, okay, so we did this 1800 miles in 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to San Francisco.
Yeah.
And we did the car show. So it's not like we did like this broken up thing. Like it was Thursday essentially to Sunday to back to your house.
Yeah. Basically we were just going.
And we recorded a podcast. Like we did, like if I sat back and thought about it, I was like,
did a lot of stuff.
Shoved so much stuff. Like in San Francisco, it's funny because we didn't really have a plan. Like the only plan was just to kind of go there and figure it out. And it ended up working out. It was so funny that little, so we saw the Golden Gate Bridge, both sides. We went to the Painted Houses, which is like the full house thing.
Yep.
Went to Hyatt and Ashbury Street and walked up and down that quickly, but still fun seeing.
Everything. Still, I mean, I feel like you got the whole experience, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And then we drove, where'd we go? Oh, Chinatown. And Chinatown was funny because at this point, you were kind of like, the first place we see to eat, I want to sit down because you were like,
my back was barking.
Your back was hurt. So you're just like, the second we got out, the restaurant you wanted to go to was closed.
Yeah. Well, what we do is like, we do this a lot when we travel. We just kind of, you know, figure out where the best spots are. And I like to go through Reddit because like you get some pretty accurate, you know, you get some pretty accurate opinions on there. And so I found one. Everything seemed good except for maybe I should have like looked if they were open or closed.
But you would think they would be open.
Yeah, you think. Like
we were there on a Saturday.
Oh, yeah, there was Saturday. Yeah, Saturday midday. Like, yeah, maybe they had something going on. But
maybe they. But anyways, but then we like literally walked 50 feet. You're like, how about that one? And I was like, he just wants to go to the very first one that we go to. So that it was really good. And
I liked it. I thought it was great. The food was really good. It was one dude running the whole thing by himself. Like
so he runs that all the time by himself because I was really? Like, I like to go on Google Maps and kind of just like see where we were at and kind of just, and so I was like, I'm going to go to that restaurant and see the reviews on it.
Oh, okay.
And everyone was just like, it's really good, but it's just one dude running the entire show.
Yeah.
And so it doesn't matter how packed that place is. It's just that guy.
Yeah. And he takes his, and he's just doing it at his own pace, his time. Cash only
seats you, takes your order, cooks for you, makes your drinks.
Yeah.
Like everything is one dude.
And, and the only reason I picked that spot was, one, it was like the closest thing, but also I thought it was very funny that it was A1 Chinese food. I'm all, dude, it's got to be the best if it's the very first one in the phone book. It's A and one.
Yeah.
I'm sure there are better spots. Maybe we'll one day make it back there. I'm sure there are better spots, but it worked. It served its purpose. It was fun. And then we got out of there. But no, I really enjoyed going there. San Francisco is one of my favorite cities.
The truck didn't even get broken into. I was really disappointed.
I know. I thought we were going to get bipped, but
yeah,
we got bopped.
It's funny. It is funny listening to the internet noise and then going to the place and you're just like, oh, this is nothing like the internet says it's going to be.
Yeah. Nothing. Well, I mean, I'm sure if we went down to the Tenderloin where that exists, it would have been rowdy. But no, the whole city's changed. I mean, obviously it's changed over the years because I used to go there a lot in the early 2000s. Mm-hmm. Angie, which is like I told you guys, but Angie went to SFSU in the early 2000s. So she spent a couple years there. So that's when I was exploring it. And that's back when it was before, it was during the tech boom, but not heavy into the tech boom. Yeah. So you didn't have those. It was still very bohemian. It was still very kind of like small community feeling, you know, and it's changed a lot throughout the years. And now it's not bad. I'm not saying it's changed for the worst. It's just has a different vibe, you know. Yeah. But that, I think every city and every place goes through those motions, you know.
Yeah,
especially that one with the tech industry coming in, the tech industry leaving, you know, all this corporate stuff going on. It's a thing. It's definitely a thing. Yeah. But it's not bad. It's not bad at all. I had a great time. I kind of we were all Fisherman's Wharf, it doesn't matter if we don't go. I kind of miss not going. I kind of even though it's like a super touristy thing, it's like the epicenter for tourist stuff in San Francisco. But it I just kind of missed it. I was like, dang, I wish I would have went.
I know a bit. I'm kind of glad we didn't and we got to do the other things because I've been to Fisherman's Wharf every single time I've been.
Oh, yeah. I mean, but it's a thing you do. And that's why I missed it. Yeah. It's because it's just a thing
you do. It was part of the routine.
Yeah, exactly.
I missed the food. I missed the fresh sourdough that they make there with, you know what I mean, with the clam chowder and that part of it. But yeah, no, it was great. It's just wild to me that we covered so much in so little time. And we were back in time to film the cruise.
Yeah, we got back. Got our gear, went straight to the cruise.
Yep. Yeah, that was super fun.
Yeah, the cruise was great. Again, a little warm. And when you're stuck in the middle lane there and it's just exhaust, bah, 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 bah.
we all smelled gasoline.
No, but it was a lot of fun. Got a lot of great footage. I'm excited. I'm going to start rolling out those reels and stuff pretty soon. So look out for those. Yeah. But good time. What else? I'm trying to think if there's anything else that I had to comment on. C10 intervention.
Yeah. Well, if you ever want to go to C10 intervention, do it. It's worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Do the cruise up and down or just walk up and down or just hang out. You know, it's a good weekend and it's a nice area.
I was going to cut you off.
No, it's all good. I was like, next year, so we did explore San Francisco this year. Mm-hmm. Next year, we should spend and go explore Sacramento.
No. Just walk around Oakland for a day.
Yeah. This is nice. This is great. I love what they've done with the place.
Yeah. Everything's on fire.
And you wouldn't want to get it into a high speed car chase?
Yeah. It's amazing the juxtaposition of those two cities right next to each other.
You got multi-million dollar homes and back just all over the place in San Francisco. And then you go across the bay.
And
it's a different world.
Lawlessness. But anyway, that's a different subject. My final thought on C10 intervention was, so you could say these C10 events, they're C10 events, but let's take SLOW and intervention and together because they're very close together. If you decided to go to one or the other thinking they're the same, they're not. You get two totally different experiences. Yeah. And that's what's really cool. And that's what I was talking about. The promoters who put these things on C10 Slowdown, they have a vibe and aesthetic they fit and they work really hard to fit that and they execute it really well. And Intervention does the same thing. They have an aesthetic that they want to fit, and they execute it real well. So it's like you almost have to go to both to experience them. And the one doesn't replace the other is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah, and then I'm going to another C10 show next weekend.
Yeah, you're going to Waxahachie?
Waxahachie in Texas, which is going to be hot and miserable.
Another freaking hot one, bro.
Another hot one. But, you know, and that one's the same thing. It's just in this big park, and it's a one-day deal,
mm-hmm.
right? But with Intervention, and since they closed the main street, everything's got to be in the morning and then out in the afternoon.
Yeah.
So there is no, like, pre-setting up. So we set that booth up, like, people don't realize, like, setting that booth up in the morning, doing all that, and then I had to film because Mr. Chupas could not make it.
Mr. Chupas had a problem.
he could not get there, so I did that, and then tearing the booth down,
like, yeah, it's wild.
Yeah, tearing the booth down in that heat is no joke,
dude. I found myself towards the end, like, as we were, like, right at the end when we were getting the easy ups down, putting them away, I was breathing like this. I'm like, oh, that's bad.
I think I was pretty dehydrated. I did not drink enough water, and I was feeling it like the next day, just like,
oh really?
Yeah.
On the way home, just kinda,
not feeling like sick or anything, but I just could tell my body was just like, yo, you need to drink more water when you're at those things.
I do want to kind of focus on that for a second, because it is truly a feat what we do. We roll up to these locations, roll out an entire basically retail establishment. Do things all day, multiple things, sell, film, everything, roll it back up and roll out. That is pretty incredible. And I think you made it, I don't know if you remember, but you made a comment. You're like, this is we're a circus. We're essentially a traveling circus with all of this, like, tents and boxes, and we have to make it look good. So we're very conscious of, like, how everything is laid out and everything's tidy and neat. And then we go about our business and roll it up into a tiny little trailer and drive away.
Yeah, it is. I remember coming thinking about the circus thing a few years back when I went to, like, I think I went to Mississippi, right? And, like, Gooch was sitting set up next to me or something, and we were hanging out. And then, like, 2 weeks later, we were in another state.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. And then a month later, like, I'd pass by Gooch and I'm like, what's up, man?
Yeah.
And then he came out to, like, SEMA and Day to Remember one time, and I was like, we're carnies.
Yeah.
We are essentially a traveling circus.
Yeah.
With these people that do it full time. You know what I mean? Like us, like KIK, like all these people. We're seeing each other. We see, like, what's up? And then do our thing. Everyone's selling their thing. Then they pack up and they're like, all right, later.
Yep.
And it's just so, and it cracks me up. It is.
No, it's you have to step back sometimes and realize, like, it is something. It is definitely something. Whether it's like cool or not cool or crazy or not crazy, I don't know what. I can't describe what it is, but it is definitely something. But it's
and
fun.
We left there. We did the San Francisco thing, we did the cruise thing, went back to the hotel, slept, woke up at 5 in the morning, 4:30 mm-hmm. in the morning. We're set as, you know, 6. We had to be on the street and truck and trailer off the street by 6. We were packed up by what, 4 o'clock?
4 o'clock, yeah.
At 4 o'clock, and we drove to your house.
That's right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We drove straight back.
Yeah.
And that last hour was a little rough.
It was a little rough. Like when I was like 395 right there going down 395, I was like, I hate this stretch of road.
I know. And what's funny is it's like the most dangerous part. And we're like half asleep trying to stay awake on the most like dangerous road in America or something.
Yeah. It's a really bad road. And then, getting to your house, and then we just like, me and Lindsay both just crashed on the couch. Just like, just done.
Boom. Yeah.
And then off. Woke up, drove to Phoenix, and then she loaded her car up and drove to it's just this. It's insane when you think about it.
Well, and also this is my favorite part, that it's backwards a little bit, because it's usually me. All right, man, last leg for me, making it from Phoenix back to my house.
Yeah.
So it is a little turnabouts fair play, I guess.
Oh yeah, big time. I know when you're at your house and you're just like, and then we leave and you're just like, now that's how I feel too. I'm just like, when you leave, I'm just like, all right,
good luck, man.
Yeah, have fun, dude, on the last leg, you know. You like, but yeah, hopefully that's more and more, because I'd like to go to more shows this side of the country.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I don't like the other side of the country, but
it would be nice
to not be gone for a week.
Yeah. And
only be gone for 3 or 4 days or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. Yeah. No, it was a great trip. Looking forward to more. You're going to Waxahachie. And then it's Cruise to the Pines, right?
Cruise to the Pines.
Yeah, and my truck is currently at the mechanic getting a transmission service, some other little things done here and there, because I'll be driving that out there to the show. Got my booth all ready to go, so we're ready. I'm ready for that show. I'm excited. Yeah. Are we rolling out Friday and staying there and then doing Saturday? I don't know the details on that part.
I don't know yet. I was just thinking about rolling up Friday or Saturday morning like usual, but not do the cruise, obviously. You know, yeah. Like remember the last time when you did the cruise, you and mm-hmm. Ivan, and I just kept going.
And then we met you there, yeah.
And then we met me there. So I don't know. I got to figure out their hours of operation this time since they're not mm-hmm. doing the cruise. And then if it makes sense, we'll just go and stay up there.
Because isn't that one thing that they're kind of like featuring right now is like come up Friday, hang out?
Yeah, they want people to like there's camping and
right.
I mean, that's how I remember doing it way back in the day. Like I remember staying at the Motel 6 right there and everyone partied at the Motel 6.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And then the next day was the show. And then, you know, I never really paid attention to how they change it over the years. But mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, we could go up Friday and get a hotel and then.
I mean, whatever works. I was just curious to what you had in your mind. And I'm not
saying anything
any particular like, thing.
In my mind, I don't know where my Tacoma is going to be at the time. So I was
that's right.
Do I drive my Tacoma up there? But then I'm just like, okay, how am I going to get my booth up there? I'm like, yeah, maybe there's someone that can drive, you know, just tow my little trailer up there.
Mm-hmm.
So if that's the case, then I'll take my Tacoma. If that's not the case, I'll just take the Maverick with stuff in the bed of the Maverick. Cool. So, yeah, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, looking forward to that. I wanted, since we're on the shows and C10 Intervention, I told the guys from Acrophobia NorCal that we talked about their show a little bit.
Their cruise,
Their cruise. They're having a cruise, an event. Is it a cruise? It's a cruise night. Okay, yeah. They're having a cruise night this month. I told them we'd bring it up. So if you're up in the NorCal area and you want to go do an event, it's Saturday, September 20th. It's coming up really soon, next weekend. It's at Blaker Brewing. The Tarmac. It's from 4 to 8 p.m. in Atwater, California.
Yep. What is that around? What is
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I was just thinking that. I don't know. I don't know. Map. Yeah, you could Google it real quick. Yeah. But yeah, so they're having an event. They have awards, raffle, food trucks. It's a little cruise night, get together. One of those things. We always talk about stuff's happening. Stuff's happening. So if you're up in the NorCal area and you're like, man, I wish there was something to go to. There
it's
you
just,
go.
It's just off the 99, just north of Merced.
Okay.
Which is just south of Modesto and Turlock.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Cool.
That's a good area for having a show because there's a ton of trucks up there. So if you're,
I was talking to one of the dudes from Acrophobia, and we were talking about the show, you know, being in Woodland and this on this like little main street and this vibe and everything. And he was talking about, I don't know, I may be putting him on blast or whatever, but. He was saying that, you know, it'd be cool to do an event where he's from. So he's from Hollister, California.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be another really cool place to do a show similar to C10 Intervention. Small town, small downtown, you know, like perfect vibe. You know, I think that'd be really cool.
Yeah. Well, that's what the Aftermath show in, I forgot what city it's in. SenCal right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So his show is just like that, where they kind of take over like a downtown area, which I think a lot of people don't think about in the mini truck scene. They think about a big something, you know, a big parking lot or a big field or some or fairgrounds or whatever. But like working with a city, finding a city that is willing to work with you and stuff. And then, you know, you can get special permits, close off streets. You can do all that stuff. And it's definitely a cool vibe.
And I think you'd be surprised on how much the cities want to work with you because, C10 Intervention, the guy from you remember the guy from Woodland, like mm-hmm. he was like hyped to do that, like you know he was excited to put it together and worked with those guys closely to get everything they needed to get done. So I think maybe a lot of the times people may be under the impression that like, oh, these cities don't want us there, or they don't want, you'd be surprised, just go talk to them. They may be like, oh, that's a killer idea. Let's do it, you know?
Yeah, because, and some cities are real hard to work with, you know, like
that is true.
I know Chandler, I know the Reunion and stuff. I know they have some blockades or some hiccups, or, you know, like not all cities care about that kind of stuff, or the person in charge of it, like, doesn't think that that's the right fit for the city. And that's fine. Just move, go to the next city.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you know, there's these little towns all over the place. Mm-hmm. And just because hotels are 20 minutes away, it doesn't matter. You know, it doesn't matter. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, get out there and make it happen, somebody. Yeah, but Hollister, California is interesting. I've never been there, but do you remember that what's it called? Oh my gosh, now it's blanking on me. But the guy who played The Godfather.
Al Pacino?
No. Anyway, they had this this movie.
Someone's yelling at me right now, and it's probably they're just like Al Pacino.
No, I know. I don't know. The name is totally escaping me. Marlon Brando. There you go. Marlon Brando was in this movie in the 50s called Rebel Without a Cause, I think, and yeah. It's about this motorcycle gang that takes over Hollister, California. So it's this like cool old biker movie. So it would be cool to like have an event there, like a mini truck event there. Anyway,
yeah,
I just thought that'd be dope.
Yeah. There's another mini truck event going on in NorCal on the 11th.
Of this month?
October.
October. Okay.
Yeah. Freak Fest. The Freak.
Freak Fest. Freaktober
Freak
Fest.
Freaktober Fest.
Yes. Sorry.
Yes. but yeah, I just wanted to throw that out there because those guys are working hard on getting that going.
That's
going to
be a killer event.
That's going to be a fun killer event. So yeah. And lots of stuff happening up in the NorCal area, which is mm-hmm. cool.
Yeah, it's definitely cool. You know, it's cool to see these events going down. I'm saying cool a lot. Anyway, I realized
cool.
that. I'm like,
cool, rad, it's really cool. Awesome.
It's really cool.
Yeah, that, we say we just do these because we sometimes in our brain we just have nothing else to say, and so we're just like
just like filler words.
Yeah,
because we just, picante because. Anyway, so I dropped a video last week.
Did you?
I didn't even know. No, you didn't know? I did.
No, that's how you treat my videos. They're like, what? You didn't? I didn't even know.
That's a lie. That happened one time, the LST video. That's a lie. Because every video you drop, I'm always like, watching it. But no, the LST one just snuck past me. Probably because I was trying to put that out of my mind.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's probably why.
But yeah, anyway. So your video, it's Monday. You just dropped it today, which we're recording
on Thursday.
No,
I dropped it. Oh, yeah. I dropped it to like physically today.
Yeah. But by the time you hear this,
it has been last week.
It's already been last week.
So if you haven't seen it yet, go over to my channel, Custom Life, and watch it. It's the Mini Nats 2025 video. It's a monster, dude. It's 32 minutes long.
Yeah. Do you want me to tell you everything wrong with it?
Yes, please.
There's nothing wrong with it.
Oh, thank you. I was waiting. I'm all nervous.
Usually I'm
it's
the,
like, it's the like the performance review. I'm like,
I know. Right? And I hate that. I hate to be that person, but I'm always like the guy that's like, since I'm with you on all these trips, mm-hmm. I'm just like, oh, you didn't film that. Oh, you didn't do that. Do that. And that video I'm watching it, I'm like, oh, he did everything. Like,
oh, shit.
That was like the way your vid, like do more of those videos. Like,
yeah,
it felt like you were in your zone that mm-hmm. entire video, like, because you were talking to people and like, that's what. You know, remember like last year you did like that quick, the one with Tiffany and the quick mm-hmm. one with whatever. And it's like, you felt you were still kind of getting in that vibe of like doing that thing, you know, talking to people and stuff. And I think that is like your jam right there.
I think that's my jam. And I think I found the sauce for my particular style of video making is also me being in the shot, talking to the person.
Of course. That's why you started making videos.
Right.
You were doing a vlog and like you, and it breaks it up because it just felt like, it did nothing felt forced.
Oh, good.
You know what I mean? Where mm-hmm. your previous videos, none of them were bad, but mm-hmm. there were some, and I, of course, mine are like this too, but they're forced.
Yeah.
And you're just like, so previously you were just trying to do a ton of show coverage or a ton of this. And it's like, you don't necessarily need to do that.
Right.
Sometimes we feel pressured to do certain things.
Yes.
You should just do whatever you want. So like you going out there and showing everyone the car that you liked.
Mm hmm.
Or stopping the show coverage and be like, I like this. This is why I like it. Look at this cool mod. And then right back into it. It keeps the thing flowing. So yeah, 30 minutes long doesn't feel like.
Yeah, you know, that's 30. Thanks. I've went through a range of emotions with this video.
Yeah.
It started off like, you know, not really procrastinating, but I'll get to it. Then starting it and then trying to figure out like all of this stuff happened. Like, how do I explain all of this stuff that happened? And then keep it moving. And I always refer to your videos where you can take a 2 to 3 minute montage and tell exactly what happened on like the way out there, where sometimes I tend to drag it on. So I'm like fighting this line, right? And then so like, and then I was going, and then I would get frustrated and then stop. Mm-hmm. And then it would be like a few days or a week even, and then getting going again, and then just going through that process all the way up until the very end. And it was really like, honestly, I wasn't even planning on finishing this thing, but it was the couple days ago or whenever it was. And I was like, all right, I'll mess around with it. And then it just like all, it just like when that hits up. That perfect, like just like line where just like, boom, 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 and it just all fell together.
Yeah.
And yeah, so I went through this range of emotions of, okay, it's a video. I hate this video. I kind of like it. I hate it. Like I was going through all this stuff and I got all the way to the end and I really like it. And one thing that kind of like, I'm like, okay, I need to stop being so hard on myself because I created a piece of 32 minute content that is over multiple days with multiple like locations, multiple ideas. Like it's a lot of stuff going on and I produce that all by myself. What mm-hmm. would take, and I was kind of comparing it to a TV show, like what would be a TV show would take. And I know it's a big comparison and they're much, much different, but I'm just thinking about like the time, like there are teams and teams of people who make stuff like that. And I did this thing by myself, you know? Mm-hmm. So I was like kind of proud of that fact. Like I created this full 30 minute piece of media and I did everything, you know? Yeah. And so I kind of, the reason I say that is I kind of forgave myself a little bit saying like, you know, it took me like, again, I did the pre-procrastination of the being over the show and just doing random things, but really starting on the video, it took me over a month to make it, mm-hmm. you know? And I was like really getting upset with myself. I'm like, why are you taking so freaking long? You know, but then at the end, after thinking about the whole thing, I kind of forgave myself a little bit. I'm like, well, look, this is a lot of work.
It is a lot of work. Yeah, yeah, exactly. And then that's the thing, right? It's like that video was 32 minutes long, but it didn't feel 32 minutes long, but mm-hmm. it did feel 32 minutes long. So like I noticed there were certain spots where you like, this is the example that I'll use. Mm-hmm. There was two examples. The one I remember was you were in the middle of the street and the cop told you to get off the street.
Yeah.
And you were like, oh, that's what he was talking about. And you cut it right there.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't drag anything out. You didn't go to anyone else for anything. It was just like, I'm in the street. I turn around. The cop told me to get out of the street. And the funny part was when you were like, oh, that's what you guys were talking about. And then you cut it.
Yeah.
Like a lot of times you'll keep that going or some, you know what I mean? Like you can keep that going and see people's reactions. And it's like there's certain things that don't need to be in a video. And that helps it move along.
Yeah.
But by you putting just that little clip in there, slowed the video down and then got back into it. You know what I mean? So like there was even like the part where you were walking through the hallway at the gas station, the one where we stopped at, like showing all the things, you know what I mean? Like that it's like slowing things down and then bringing it back in and slowing it down and bringing it back in. So it was really good.
Thanks.
And the music was really good. And
that was the biggest thing. Did I make up for last year?
Yes.
I may have made a mistake last year. Yeah.
Watch this video and then go watch the last video.
I was going to do that today. I was going to go back and rewatch the old video to compare it. But yeah, definitely. Definitely. There were some creative choices that were made last year that probably weren't good. But anyway, I learned from it.
It's not that it's not
good. I picked it up and learned it.
Yeah, it's not. That's the thing, right? These things are not. It's not that. I'm never saying that they're not good. Mm-hmm. I went back and watched some of my old videos last night and I was like, there's a bunch of them I could point and I would be like, I'm never watching that video again because I don't want to be ashamed of it because it was real bad. Uh-huh. But then there's some I'm just like I went back and watched a Scraping the Coast video because it came up on my memories and my Facebook memories.
Mm-hmm.
And I got so happy. I was like, this music.
That's cool.
It was like, oh, and so I went back and I found the artist that I used for one of the songs and they had actually, I was like, why do they only have one video uploaded? Well, they changed their name.
Oh, interesting.
And so I went and found them and I was like, oh, but yeah, so it's just like, it's not that any of the videos are ever bad,
mm-hmm.
but you can go, oh, okay, let me shift it over just a little bit. Like that same video you made last year, in my opinion, if you would have just changed that music on that front, it would have just been like accelerated even more because it was more exciting. But regardless of that, this one was like, whatever you did on this video, do more of that.
Keep doing. Well, I kind of like came to that conclusion earlier this year where, and I know we've said it like so many times before, like what my stride is. And then I just kind of like just did, like you said, I just kind of jumped into that. and focused on doing that. And that's talking to the camera, taking people along on this journey. Mm-hmm. You know, the trucks, like I'm really trying to focus on just the best trucks there. No, I'm not saying the best truck that no, there are no,
the trucks that you
would
your opinion attract you to the truck. Because right. if you're trying to be like, if there's the baddest dually there mm-hmm. and you're like, I know that truck's the best thing here, but it's not really my jam.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's this Toyota over here that is my jam. You're going to be more excited to tell the story of the Toyota than the right. dually, but your brain goes, well, I'm forced to show the dually because that thing is the most expensive or the most this or the most mm-hmm. that. But the end product's not going to be as good because you weren't as excited about the dually. You were just like, the social thing just forced you to do that.
Yeah, and also focusing on the ones that excite me, also because I don't want it to get repetitive. That was my theme through the whole making of this video, is like, don't be repetitive, don't be boring, don't have any flat spots. Mm. And I was like, just as and I just kept telling myself that as I'm dropping clips in and lining them up and getting them all laid out. And I'm like constantly telling myself, is this flat? Is this flat? You know, mm-hmm. going back, trimming it down, taking some clips out. And then, yeah, so that's and that's what I want to focus on. And I realize that, I don't know on what video this year I realized it on, but I'm just leaning into that heavy now, you know? Yeah.
Well, I mean, the whole thing is like you taking everyone along on a journey and you talking about the journey and then also showing that there's like that balance of not talking too much.
Mm-hmm.
Like not, it's like that whole thing where we say people talk about what they're going to do, but don't show it. They don't actually do it because they already talked about it.
Mm-hmm.
So like if you're talking about all this stuff, but you're not showing the thing, like, so there's that balance.
Oh, I see.
And then also saying, showing the other people that are there with you is like mm-hmm. supporting cast. But
I think that helped out a whole lot was having so many great people there that I can like lean on to like, you know, show off, you know, like mm-hmm. look at all these really cool people doing these cool things, you know?
Yeah.
And that was another balance that I wanted to maintain, you know?
Yep. And then not everything has to be super polished, right?
Yeah.
Not everything has to be.
So, sometimes especially at the end of the video, when I made that little secret, I call it the secret song. It's like the very mm-hmm. last part on the video with Lindsay driving Jeff's truck. I like it when it's kind of coming in and out of focus sometimes, or like mm-hmm. it's a little shaky mm-hmm. or like it just, to me, mm-hmm. it adds like a little realness to it.
Yep.
And sometimes I've gotten some remarks before, like about it being shaky, like, oh, that's not smooth. Well, I didn't want it to be smooth. Like that whole thing was just kind of like jarring around. And even like during the cruising, when I'm showing, like zooming in on someone far away and it's kind of like coming in and out of focus. And yeah. I like that stuff.
Yeah. And that's why when I film, I will do a lap with the gimbal and then I put it away for the rest of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just handhold stuff because I want that mix. If everything's smooth, and also there's a different type of shaky, right? There's gimbal shake, mm-hmm. which is that thing I always tell you about to smooth your gimbal out because you're trying to be smooth,
and then it
bumps.
Yeah.
It doesn't shake. It just goes.
Oh, mine does this for some reason. I don't know why, but anyway.
But like, that's you. Like I could tell that's when you're trying to be smooth, but it's not. But then when you're handheld, and you're just like zooming in, and it's kind of like it's not shaky, but it's not perfect. That's a whole different. Like that's. Just adds a natural a natural feel to it.
It feels real
mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Even if it's a quick shot of someone just like I don't even know how to explain. I mean, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, I used to get in that trap too where like everything's got to be perfect, everything this, and then I started to go, no, throwing the natural stuff in between the smooth stuff
mm-hmm.
gives it a more raw look
mm-hmm. and it takes out the flat spots
mm-hmm.
Like it does get kind of boring when it's pan, 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 mm-hmm. pan, 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 pan.
And then when we get, and we always get stuck in that.
Yeah.
That whole thing of just like, okay, I have to show the show coverage. I have to show every single truck. I have to do all this stuff. And it's like, you don't have to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
There's no rules.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want.
You can do whatever you want. But in our brains, we go, okay, we need the most amount of views, mm-hmm. the most amount of this, and the most amount of people. Like, we're trying to please not ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to please everybody else.
Yeah.
And you have to 50-50 it. Mm-hmm. Like, please yourself and please everyone else. And so, the only thing I would say...
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Hit me with it.
Go on Amazon.
Uh-huh.
I'll send you the link.
Okay.
They make these magnets that don't say DJI on them.
Oh, I have something to say. Go ahead.
and this is a uncomfortable thing to get past, but once you do it, because I had to do it, is reaching down someone's shirt and micing them up.
Oh, okay.
and going, because you have two mics, throw a mic on them, throw a mic on you, and now you're just having a conversation. You're not holding this little fuzzy thing and doing this. That is a YouTube trend that needs to die, and the only reason people do it is because it's easy, but it looks dumb. Not saying your video didn't look dumb, and sometimes you have to do that. Yeah. But if you're going to walk up to someone and be like, hey, man, come here real quick, and then you just go, turn on, and you go, click, and it's right. And yeah.
So my thing on that, I actually like doing this. I don't know why.
Why you like doing
it? Because I want to be like Mike.
Because you see it on YouTube.
Maybe, but
it's a mental thing. One, people start Hoonigan. They all do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then everyone else thinks that that is cool.
Yeah.
It's not cool. It's like and I comment on anybody's videos. I'm just like,
I think it comes more from not necessarily like those kind of creators, but more like from a Channel 5, like Andrew kind of like thing.
You get a microphone then and do it, because then that looks natural. That, but when you're just like, here you go, talk into this.
From a technical standpoint, I noticed the clips where I had it under my shirt. I'm talking. It sounds muffled.
No, and it doesn't.
Are you sure? Yeah. Because like, go watch the video.
It's never going to sound muffled under your t-shirt. That is, you might've had the microphone upside down and it's pointing down.
Oh, could have been.
Because the proper where to put a mic is center chest.
Uh-huh.
Pointing it's not up. Getting the this.
Yeah, it's getting this. Yeah.
Yeah. No, so like,
I understand that.
Yeah.
But go back and watch a video and go back to the point where I'm talking about the skateboard. So when I'm in the booth holding up talking about the skateboard, it's mic'd under here. And then when it cuts to the truck, like I didn't have it like that, I was just talking to it. It sounds, in my opinion, it sounds clearer when I'm just holding, like just the microphones on the camera.
Mm-hmm.
Sound clearer then, and also like when I was talking to the people who own the trucks, I felt like it was clear. But I don't know, I could be misinformed.
Yeah, and honestly, if you're leaning over, like if you're leaning over something and the mic is pressed onto your chest, then
maybe I put it on backwards.
It will get muffled, or if it's facing down, whatever. But if it's right here and it's facing up, it's not. Yeah,
because it's the same. Conscious next time.
Yeah, because it's the same exact thing as if you have the dead cat on it.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's nothing that's interfering the microphone to your thing except your t-shirt.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And your t-shirt's not going to make it muffled.
I could have had it maybe upside down. Yeah. I'll be more conscious.
It's just whatever. It's just my thing with those microphones, and everyone is just like this. There's nothing wrong with it. It's just a thing that I see that I could go clip, and then both of your hands, you're more natural with the person, and they can do this and do this. You know, instead of you just, and then a lot of times we'll forget, like you'll go here and you're talking. Mm-hmm. You didn't do that, but I've seen.
Yeah. People I've done that before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or just grab one of the extensions and then get yourself a custom life little, you know.
Oh, that'd be kind of cool.
A little foam thing. Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
It's going to, I need to figure out, either pick up another mic or maybe if we'll figure it out, but I want to, and I'll have an opportunity to like set it up better when I sit down with Panda, when I come out there and we talk about the Tacoma, because that's, I want to mic us both up and sit down. It's going to be like a total like Behind the Fern. Have you ever seen that? Mm-hmm. Or In Between Two Ferns thing? Mm-hmm. Yeah, like that's what I want. That's my vision for that.
Yeah.
So we'll give that a whirl when I do that.
Yeah, and I'll be there with you too. And I have extra mics and we can make sure it is exactly the way you want it. And I can look at the script. I can look at stuff too and make sure it's like, I'll be the guy behind the thing going, making sure you're, so you don't have to worry about that part of it. You could just worry about your part of it.
Yeah. 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 I'm stoked for that. But yeah, excited about it. Hopefully this gets me rolling back in it. My next couple ones, I'm going to be doing all shows from last year. I'm going to be doing Showcase and Sparks. Showcase is going to be interesting. I don't want to, in case it doesn't work out, but I have some ideas for that one that I'm going to do a little different. So we'll see what happens in the next couple weeks.
The what you did with Mini Nats is you can go to like I'll just use the Showcase as an example. Like if that one's all show coverage, then you're not going from editing a big long show coverage to editing show coverage. You're going, you can kind of bounce back and forth.
Yeah.
And
I feel like a little more rejuvenated to get into Showcase after doing this.
Yeah. Because it's just going to be show coverage, show coverage, but you didn't just get done doing that. So now it's like refreshing to do that.
Yeah.
Since you're not doing every video like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, because not every video can be mini nets. Not every video can be like this adventure, right?
Yeah. But so even like when I did that small, kind of what got me back in the groove is that Pink Motel show. You mm-hmm. know, like that kind of got me back in the groove. And that was a 1 day show. It was mm-hmm. the edit went pretty quickly. So yeah, I'm kind of like rejuvenated to do that again.
Yeah. You mix it up with the long videos with lots of talking. Mm-hmm. And then you, sometimes you're like, oh, there's not going to be much talking in mm-hmm. this, but there'll be cool music in it.
Yeah. Little bang.
And it goes back and forth. So there's a variety and it's just, it's not the same thing over and over and over. And you just start hating life.
Yeah.
Cause that's kind of where we fall into that thing. Mm-hmm. You know, like of that. And then there's some shows where you just don't have to make a video.
That's fine too. Yeah. That's okay too.
It helps. Like it helps the mind just not having to make a video mm-hmm. at certain shows because it just pushes everything back. You know what I mean? And it's just like, I don't know how to explain it.
No, I totally get it. I don't know if people listening would get it, but no, I totally get it.
Yeah.
Can I put you on blast a little bit?
Yeah.
What's going? Where's some build content?
I know. I'm waiting on Panda.
Yeah. Because I just noticed today I went to your channel to go see what you used for your thumbnail for Mini Nats, and then I was like, oh, cool, Panda stuff. 2 months ago.
I know. I saw the same thing. But I filled it with show stuff.
Yeah. No, I'm not saying that like the channel was nothing was going on. I'm just talking about build videos.
Build stuff. Yeah, that's gonna happen quite a bit just because I would have already not done a build video because they're not all gonna be like build videos. Like when I went to get the trailer and then
right, they're like kind of like yeah.
But I'm waiting for the I can't do anything with the giveaway truck because it's at the mechanic right now. So like. I'm waiting for these certain things to all line up and it just happens to be. And then Panda's super busy. Mm-hmm. So I just messaged him today. I was like, hey, when do you want to do Red Truck? And he's like, any day next week. And I was like, all right, I'll be there Tuesday morning. So hopefully like it'll be getting back in like that video will be just like, okay, what's been happening? Cause also there's some stuff on the build process. It's just not exciting.
Yeah. We've
it's
said just that
a lot
before,
of,
yeah.
you know, like a lot of welding mm-hmm. and this. So I need to figure out how to keep that going. You know what I mean? Like the mm-hmm. in-between stuff. And it'll be some show videos, but like, how do I, and I could be better at this. Like I didn't film me doing anything on the Tacoma and I've been working on the Tacoma.
Yeah.
So I could have filmed that and I just haven't. And it's been hot and it's all this stuff. So.
And I get it. And I'm in that I'm experiencing that part too. I mean, my truck is just sitting there just kind of waiting for its turn. So yeah, it's just like, it's reality. It's just how all this stuff works, you know?
Yeah.
But I gotta say, like, to the people who watch our videos and stuff, I've never gotten, I mean, no, that's not like 100% true, but I've never gotten anybody's like, well, what's going on? What's going on with this? What's going on with that? People ask, but like ask in a more of a curiosity type way, more than a like, hey, you know, what's going on kind of thing. So,
yeah. And if we haven't put out stuff for a while, then we could take it like it's a jab, but we know it's not.
No, it's not. No, it's just people curious. It's curiosity. Just people want to know what's going on.
Curiosity about our slacker. Us being slackers at times.
Yeah. At times. We go through phases. I'm currently on an upswing. I'm gonna be printing the new shirt that I talked about a couple weeks ago. Dropping. That's gonna be shipping really soon. So if you put in an order for the new shirt and you ordered another shirt, you'll be getting those at the same time. So I wasn't sure if people knew that, if I had to say that, because like one's a pre-order, one's not, but you'll be getting them at the same time. It's easier to put them together and ship them than two separate ships.
Yeah. I was looking at like on my computer last night and I'm like, I don't have anything to work on. I was like, I have nothing to, there's never a time when I don't. And I honestly have some photos that I could edit, but I'm like, I'm caught up on everything right now.
That's kind of cool though.
And like even the trailer and the giveaway truck, I've edited them to the point
where you need the rest.
Just waiting for the rest.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm just like,
that's actually really good.
It is really good. I mean, I just did intervention. Chupas mm-hmm. is doing slowdown. Mm-hmm. So like, I'm not in a rush for those at all, you know, but I'm just like, I need, what do I do?
Mm-hmm.
What do I do? I'm just like, So yeah. So that, but speaking of t-shirts, I am dropping a t-shirt now. So it's Monday. So by the time you hear this, if you go to my website, I will have a pre-order for my new shirt, which is the Day of the Dead shirt.
Oh, cool. Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Very good.
Yep. So that shirt is two like skeletons, a guy and a girl, and they're leaning against my Tacoma.
Heck yeah.
And there's like a good life a neon sign made out of bones. So I've never done like a shirt around a holiday type thing, but mm-hmm. you know, I'm just trying this some one, new
I mean, it is holiday-esque, but not really. It's like it could be an everyday wear. People people like bones and skulls and trucks. So.
Oh yeah, yeah. And I mean, I've made skeleton. I could say anything's a Day of the Dead.
Yeah,
shirt
that's
that
true.
I do, but
yeah, that's true.
This one, I'm not specifically doing anything. Mm-hmm. And then it got me thinking when we were talking about Tacoma stuff. I'm just like, oh, I haven't made a Tacoma shirt. My Tacoma's not done, but mm-hmm. there's a lot done to it that we've done. And I'm just like, why haven't I made anything? So this is my. Remember when you did the wheel, and then I took a picture of my side wheel, and mm-hmm. I was like, this is. And sometimes I think.
And you're like, oh, duh.
I'm like, oh, this is what I should do.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, that. And then there's another shirt that's coming out towards the end of the year. You've already seen it, but I'm not going to release it just yet.
Refresh my memory. Which one are we talking about?
It was a Tacoma shirt.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I have to say this. So it's on record right now. Yesterday you sent me a screenshot from the video and you said, if you don't make this a t-shirt, then I'm going to make that a t-shirt.
Okay.
So,
if you don't do it in a timely manner, which is 6 months to a year.
Oh, okay. Then yeah, we're good because I was thinking about maybe bringing that out to Minionettes next year. Cause I think that'd be a cool shirt for that.
Yeah. Two guys lean back.
Yeah.
In the truck up like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I saw that, cause they were both doing this.
Uh-huh.
You know, the one guy wasn't even controlling it. He was just there as support.
Yeah.
He was like,
it was really cool. That's a father and son.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm just like, I was like, I'm going to make that a shirt. I was like, but I'm going to tell Frank first.
I'm going to give you a head start.
This is your thing. But if you don't, I'm definitely doing it.
Yeah, no, it makes perfect sense. It's a really cool shot. That's one of my favorite clips in the video is this father and son with that yellow, Toyota just topping the crap out of it and then them doing the little shuffle thing. That's really cool.
Yeah.
Like that's a lowrider thing. I think that's like when they dance, like a lot of them do that, like get in the groove. I don't know. I've seen it before.
I think I've seen it. It's almost like when you're playing a video game and you're just like,
yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Or in this, and calm down about everybody, is like when my kid's playing softball and she's up to bat and me and Angie both do it. And she goes and like we're trying to swing, you know, like she takes a picture like,
also, you could talk about softball. You don't have to be worried about talking about softball.
No.
Me and Lindsay had this conversation on the way there. We were talking about, we were like, it's so funny that Frank doesn't talk about softball at all anymore because he's so worried about what people are going to think. And it's just like, no, so it's fine to talk about.
Just but not all the time.
Not for 45 minutes about one play.
Yeah, that's true. I did. mistakes were made. Creative mistakes were taken and made. And anyway.
They weren't mistakes.
Creative liberties were taken.
They were just you being excited.
They were.
Yes.
No. But no, my kid. Anyway, softball. My kid's doing really good.
Yeah.
Right. We're taking the weekend off, so she was supposed to have games this Sunday, but it's my birthday.
Sorry, we can't talk about softball.
Well, can we talk about my birthday? You know, hey, everybody who's been listening for a while knows that I love my birthday.
So when is your birthday? It's this weekend.
It's this Sunday. Yep. Going down to the beach. Going to Carlsbad. Super low key, just me and the family going down, hanging out for the day. But my kid, she told her coach, she's like, I'm not coming. I'm going to my dad's birthday. I'm like,
oh, see,
sweet.
Yeah, that's the best birthday present ever.
Yeah, exactly.
You know
exactly.
What I mean? Yeah.
Yeah. Cause last year we kind of did the same thing, but things happened and then like the kids couldn't go. It was kind of a mess, but anyway, this year's gonna be a lot of fun. So my birthday, it was yesterday. My birthday was yesterday. And I had a great time at the beach, and it was a lot of fun.
Yep.
And welcome to Monday.
So if you want to get Frank a birthday present, go buy one of his shirts.
Go to my website, livelifecustom.com, buy a shirt, get a... it'll still be up as a pre-order. I don't know. Go to the website.
Doesn't
whatever.
Matter. Just
whatever's
go buy
there,
whatever.
Go buy whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's happy stuff birthday. On there. Oh, one thing I would like to point out, because everybody knew about the new shirt. I also have a discounted shirt. So if you go to the website, I got a shirt for $15 shipped to your door.
Yep. But you should not only just buy that. You should buy one shirt and then get that shirt as a bonus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
And then go over to the drop site and buy our shirts because we're blowing those out because we might as well just say it now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know when we're going to do this, but we're going to print new drop shirts.
Cruise of the Pines.
Yeah, Cruise of the Pines. So we're going to have the drop and then underneath it's going to have a saying and we're going to change that saying out every once in a while because we... You know, we get down to like the shirts, like we'll do 36 shirts and then we sell 20. So we have 16 left of random sizes. Mm-hmm. And I think we can just keep filling that bucket up of the same shirt, but different sayings on the bottom.
Yeah.
So when we reach in to get it, it's almost like a surprise.
Like a surprise. Oh, nice.
You're
not,
because you're getting the shirt for the logo. You're not getting it for the saying.
Yeah.
So it could just be like whatever saying we pick out of the box.
Yeah.
By the time, after we do 3, 4, 5 of these things, this box will be full of different sayings.
Right. And then so, when we hand it to them, they're like, oh, I wanted a, it's been a week, but yeah, I got it. Like, but I got a Frank's anxiety is too high.
Yeah, it's like a Happy Meal toy.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I was also trying to think of what I say that could be put on there, and I can't think of anything. These are all going to be your sayings.
I know, because I'm like, because it's going to be, it's been a week.
It's been
because,
a week.
A spicy picante because.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what I could, you could just, the one that Donald made, it was something about my opinions, right? Or something like that.
Oh, yeah, that's right. When you made those like little dog tag thingies.
Yeah. Donald, you're listening.
Yeah.
We need sayings that are funny to put on t-shirts. That if is now anybody your like, that is now your job, Donald. Yeah.
Or to, anybody who just kind of notices one particular thing that maybe we don't see.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, yeah, you always say this.
Yeah. And now we're going to get a reality check of like.
I know. Oh, man.
It's either going to make us, it's going to get us excited to make shirts, or it's going to get excited to shut this podcast
down. Yeah, I know. Like, oh, I think we're done.
Yeah.
But no, we're good. Yeah, a couple minutes. What else we got going on? We got new shirts. Maybe next week we'll do a questions episode. Well, you were talking about how we're going to have to like figure some stuff out when you're going to be on the road for like a month.
We're not going to have to do that anymore.
Oh, okay. We'll talk about that post pod.
Oh, right. We can talk about it now because I'm not going.
Okay.
That's who I was on the phone with before this podcast.
Who was that?
Was Stuart.
Oh, you. Yeah. Dang, you letting Stuart down? I mean, I, it's okay if I let him down because he doesn't care about me. But you.
So we'll kind of just we'll do a post pod right now and let everyone hear about it. So my biggest dilemma with all of this stuff was 7 weekends in a row.
Yeah.
And when I was. When I was restocking bins after this show, I was like, kind of like, I'm going to screw myself. And the last show that I'm doing in this 7-week thing would be Dino's.
Mm-hmm.
That's my biggest show.
That's the biggest show. Yeah. That's the biggest show.
One of my 2 biggest shows of the year.
Mm-hmm.
If I piddle around for this, you know what I mean? Like if I drive to, North Carolina and then drive to Stewart's, that's 10 days.
Mm-hmm.
And I started doing the math. I'm like, hey, that's going to be this much money in hotels and Airbnbs, this much money in fuel. And I'm like, it's not. And then gone for, you know, however many days. And then it's coming down to SEMA time. And I always get phone calls to do work around this time.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, this is not, if the other shows weren't happening, this would totally make sense. And I need to stop doing this. This is kind of a, what do you call it? A deep dive? What do you call a
deep dive?
Yourself on blast?
Putting yourself on blast. Yeah, go ahead. Put yourself on blast.
Oh, that's another saying. I'm going to put myself on blast.
There you go. So,
and that's kind of both of us. We both do that, right? So I'm going to put myself on blast. I get overly excited about things.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, yeah, this is fine. Just totally, this will totally work. And then as I get closer to that thing, I go,
maybe rethink the situation.
Yeah. Yeah, and then I kind of knew you weren't going to go from the get-go.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because, and then when you were just like, I'm not going. And then that's not what made my decision.
Right.
My
decision just added a factor to the whole thing.
It just added a factor. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm just like, I'm just going to stick this one out. And because, yeah, Cruise of the Pines and then the State 48 show, which is a local thing out here. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So sorry to let anyone down. I need to call.
No big deal. It's fine. Hey, we're human beings trying our best, and we have lives and a lot of stuff going on, a lot of moving parts around here.
Yeah, and Stuart's cool. He's like kind of understands. He goes, yeah, that totally doesn't make any sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because him being in the merch game
and
like knowing.
No, he gets it.
Knowing all that. Yeah, he totally gets it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Cool. Right on. Well, then that's it.
Yeah.
Next week. So drop us some questions. Go over to the Drop with Frank and Brian Instagram.
Which we're going to get better on doing.
We're going to get back into loading up clips and putting in stories and putting in some work.
Yeah, Lindsay kind of called me out on the way home.
She's all, what's going on with that?
I tried to blame you.
That's fine.
It didn't work because that's my thing too.
Hey, man, that's what I'm here for.
Like, yeah, no, she's just like, when what? I was like, I said something about the teaser, and she goes, when was the last time you posted on there? So she went and looked. She's like, May.
She's all, dude.
She just looked at me with disgust. She's like, May?
May?
Like, all right.
So fair enough.
Fair enough. So yeah, if you go on there, we're going to answer your questions. We're going to talk about things on the podcast. We're going to talk about, I need to do a Forbidden Fantasy show live to talk about that.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Lots of stuff coming up for that.
Yep. And then guest episodes. So, that's what I need to ask is what your schedule is like for Cruise of the Pines. And if you can come out early or stay late.
Well, the idea was to come out early, cause we're definitely going to sit down with Panda. Mm-hmm. It depends on just how early. I can come even a day earlier and we can talk to other people, but I want to sit down with Panda, do an episode, and then also shoot a video with him in the Tacoma. So however that all works out.
Yeah, that's going to take a day in itself.
And I can also just stay an extra day too, so if it goes into Sunday, because we
always say that, but
you know, that's true. And then we're like exhausted from the show. So take that back.
Yeah, so and then the people that I have on the list for guest episodes, they're going to be getting their stuff ready and they're going to be at Cruise.
Oh yeah. They don't want to be doing
and that. This. So like, we just kind of got to figure that out.
Yeah. All right. We'll talk about it. We'll figure it out, but we definitely need to do that.
Yeah. And I don't know. Is that it?
That's it. 1 hour, 1 minute. Bye.
All right.
Later.